In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Once again, Happy New Year 2025. Good to see you. At about 6 o'clock in the morning, as I get up on Sunday morning, I think to myself, will anybody come to church today? Particularly today, with the wet weather and the cold. But you're here, so thank you for coming. And we are here to celebrate the joy of Christmas. We stay with this story until the 2nd of February because it's our redemption. It's a story that changed everything. Mindful this morning of President Jimmy Carter. I was at university when he became president of the United States. I remember I had a little book on my shelf called The Miracle of Jimmy Carter. And you know his presidency only lasted one term. But it wasn't an easy period. We had the Camp David Agreement. And he could have just gone away after his presidency and said, well, okay, I've done my bit. And closed his life down. But he didn't do that. Decade after decade, he served the world as a peacemaker. He got the Nobel Peace Prize, as you know. And Jimmy Carter was a very devout Christian. If you want a model of what Christianity looks like, then look at Jimmy Carter's legacy. Humble, bridge builder, willing to work with all countries and all nations, despite the differences, befriended them, and was a peacemaker. Every Sunday morning, if he was able to, for 40 plus years, he taught a Bible class, a Sunday school teacher, a former president, a Sunday school teacher, teaching the Word of God. And sometimes in that Bible class, there would be as many as 400 plus people. You see, Christianity can make a difference in our world. And it was embodied in this wonderful man. So sometimes when we get distracted by the media attention on the church, often for the wrong reasons, you know, once again, commit yourself to those things that we value and that are most important. Caring for one another, praying for one another, forgiving one another. Because ultimately these things are what sustain us, and it's bottom up, as I've said to you before. This is where change comes. So whenever we do these things together like today, do not take them lightly, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Because here is the instrument of change for our parish, for the borough of Harrow, and for our nation. What I love about the story of the wise men, this is a significant thing, by the way. These were people who saw in the constellation a remarkable change, and somehow they were drawn to go and do this. They went into a place where they were vulnerable. They went to see Herod, and he was a tyrant. Long journey as far as we know. What I love about them is that they moved. They moved. And my encouragement for you in 2025 is, can you move? Can you move to a new place? Are your behaviours and the person you are just going to remain the same? Will you move? Personally, in your home and the relationships that you've got at home, can you change in your behaviours? Can you move? I wonder if you ever thought about somebody who's really changed and moved. You ever been aware of somebody? Well, they've really changed. They're different from the person that they were. I remember when I was a student, going back to my home village. It was Christmas time. Some of my mates had joined the army. And we went to the pub. We'll meet in the pub just before Christmas, see how we're getting on. And all of a sudden, these three friends of mine who had joined the army, two in the Marines and one in the army, they walked through the pub door. This was 3 months after they joined. They walked to the pub door, and I thought, my goodness, who are these people? They look so different. Because they'd gone into the army, the Marines, and they'd encountered discipline. They moved. They changed. Their hair was cut. They looked different. They looked twice the height they were before. And here they were in incredibly good shape. Their attitude was different. They'd moved. Somebody said to me once, you know, I went to that church for 40 years and I didn't take much notice of any of it. Certainly not the vicar and what he had to say. I went there for 40 years. I didn't believe half of it. 40 years I went there, she said. And then one day she had a moment of epiphany. She suddenly realized actually it was talking about her. Suddenly all her perspective changed and her eyes were opened and she had counted its reality. I'd been there for 40 years. I never believed anything the vicar said, certainly what we were going on about in the creed. But suddenly one day it meant something to her, a moment of epiphany. She changed. She became alive to its reality. Can you believe that she went there for 40 years and never encountered its power? We go into 2025 and we long in our own country for change, don't we? Economic change, health change, political change that will give us a new future. But we maybe don't think to ourselves, well, in what way am I going to be part of that change? In what way are we going to be converted? Or are we just going to remain the same people that we've always been? The wise men moved. They moved. They were so alive to the change that they heard the voice of God through a dream and they went back to via another route, it says in the book. Another road. So my prayer for you and me is that whenever we encounter Christ in its reality, we are never the same, and they weren't the same. We long to see more forgiveness, but can we be the forgiveness? We long to see more caring, but can we be the caring? We long to see the change, but can we be the change? Can you move? Can you move? I'm talking to you. Can you move to be something different? Can you change? Somebody said to me once, I was in a difficult place in my life. She was a spiritual advisor. She said, you're stuck. He was right. A lot of us get stuck. Do you know about her? That's her. Do you know about him? That's him. What else do you expect? Because we get stuck. And our family life gets stuck. Our relationships with one another get stuck. And we all get stuck and there's no room for change. And we wonder why things aren't any different. And the church is stuck. And that's why we need epiphany. That's why we need the manifestation of God to make a difference in our life. She came to church for 40 years and she never actually heard any of it. But one day, she was changed. God spoke to her and she was never the same. That's my prayer for you and me. Some of us come to church out of cultural leanings. It's something we've always done. Go to church. It's part of my culture, brought up with it. But we don't really connect with it. It's not here. And when it comes here, suddenly we become alive to it and we get converted. The word conversion means to turn, to repent, turn. I pray that you'll turn and change. I pray that you'll go from here today and you'll read the little notes that I've put here about a rule of life. It's in our little handout. Take it. Pray about it. Go back home and all the things that you just normally do during the week, can you change? Can you really discover the power of prayer for you? Can you really discover the power of reading the scripture for you? Can you stop and be amazed of your very existence and life itself and be changed? Because if you do, you're beginning to connect with the Epiphany story where the wise men moved. They made themselves vulnerable and they went on and they suddenly encountered the true story. There it was in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, by the way, means house of bread. House of bread. So we go to Bethlehem every time we say the Lord's Prayer, give us our daily bread. So if you want bread for your life in 2025, this is where you're going to find it. I pray that God will speak to you and break into your heart, change you, that you'll become different. Like my mates, whoa, they were different. Attitudes different, physique was different. 3 months training in the Marines, that was change. Wonderfully, it's possible. I've seen it happen. I pray it for myself. So as we go into 2025, new discipline, new choices, visit the rule of life. Break out of your culture, those things that you've just been brought up to do that are reflexes, and say, what's real in this for me, Lord? That's the prayer. Be like the wise man, don't get stuck, move. And who knows, God might speak to you. We could see a revolution here in the next year in this church. Every seat filled. We had more children here over Christmas than we've ever had since I've been here. Maybe there's something happening. And by the way, to finish, pray for our government as we go into this year. The challenges are greater than ever. Population size, 10 million people since 1992 plus. 10 million people more in the country. Migration, inequalities. The media on their case like nothing else. Pray for those in authority at this time. Take time out. Give yourself to prayer for the government. And be the change you want to see. Move. 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 Amen.